The Common Core learning standards in New York State have caused a great deal of confusion and controversy. In the first in an occasional series looking in-depth into the controversial curriculum standards, Ashley Hertzel reports on where Common Core came from and why it was implemented.
State Education Commissioner John King faced a huge public outcry when he tried to address Common Core at a parent forum in Poughkeepsie last fall. But to put in perspective how Common Core was created, we need to rewind back more than a decade.
We'll go back to 2002. That's when the federal government passed the No Child Left Behind Act. And the No Child Left Behind Act had the federal government for the first time tell states that if you want to get part of your Elementary and Secondary Education Act money, that states had to have standards in mathematics, reading, and science.
Neil McCluskey is associate director of the Cato Institute's Center for Educational Freedom. McCluskey says 2002 was the year the federal government also mandated state tests in math, reading, and science. McCluskey says Common Core further developed with the Obama administration's introduction of Race to the Top, a competition designed to further education reform across the country. New York State Regents Chancellor Emeritus Robert Bennett says states work to create the Common Core standards for students in kindergarten through 12th grade that all states could adopt. He says that's when Common Core was born.
It got the name Common Core because 45 states developed these standards over a period of 2.5 years. And the people from the states were the chief state school officers and a group of teachers and a group of higher education professors and a group of business people.
New York State voted to adopt the Common Core standards in 2010 with the intention to phase them in over a period of 7 years.
They're more demanding because it's going to require more reading, more writing, more problem solving and mathematics. But that's a good thing because we want our kids to be better prepared for careers and college.
It's not an indictment of the past work in schools, but it is to say to succeed in the 21st century requires more skills, more preparation.
New York State Education Commissioner John King says stricter learning standards are the key for United States students to compete with other countries.
What you see is, unfortunately, United States in the middle of the pack and lagging behind many of our international competitors.
The federal government also expected that uniform standards would allow students across the country to be taught the same things, making it easier for students to stay on track if they move and save districts money by sharing materials. But many disagree that Common Core will better prepare students for the future.
It frankly is a disaster across the board, and it's pretty rare when you get parents, you get students, you get school boards, and you get government officials lining up with teachers' unions and others to say, we just need to admit this is an abject failure.
That's Republican Congressman Chris Collins. He says the state exams based on the Common Core standards are causing confusion for students taking tests that don't affect their grades. They've been causing anxiety for teachers whose annual professional performance reviews, or APPRs, are based in part off those tests. But Regent Bennett says teacher evaluations, testing, and the Common Core standards are all separate issues. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel.